Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
One Time for Grudge, Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout. With the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and testing tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
All right, Ricky, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on, sir?
Nothing much.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. Well, I'd like to say hello and welcome everybody back to another episode of Race Talk Radio. With me, your host, Ricky Rick, and where we're now, Mick, as an engineer. Been on a little vacation, and we had a couple special guests in and in. But I guess Manny's back. What y'all have going on in Lincoln this weekend, Mick? Anything?
No, just testing soon tomorrow night, and we're going to shut it down Saturday and Sunday. But we'll be back here next weekend, October 13th, for the NGRA race.
Okay, that's the Mega Fest 12. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Pretty big event going down to Macon. Trying to still gather the troops. Maryland and Virginia guys, I've been on the phone with a few to see who else can make it down there November 3rd for the grand finale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it should be interesting.
You did the grand finale?
Yeah, that, I forget the title of the race. November 3rd race.
At Macon?
Yes.
Oh, the final hit.
There you go. So I'm trying to get some other guys together to come down there with me on that day.
Okay.
So Merle's trying to get Merle, D.C. Virginia area to represent out of state. Still gathering the troops right now. I got a couple people interested in coming. Trying to get a hold of Jay Barnes. They said they haven't had any luck, so I've been busy working on my other side of Malibu. trying to get it ready for the weekend. I haven't been able to do a conference call and call Jay with him on the phone, but we're going to get it all together.
Okay.
This past weekend at the I'm going to do a quick race recap. If you hear any background noise coming from my end, you have to excuse me. I'm driving. I got to get back to my car so I can try to finish up the half ready by tomorrow. Hopefully, we take it out and catch it for Saturday. But Saturday at Calvin Raceway, we had a big event, Top Dog Fever, which was brought to you by Billy Toast. And Capital Raceway, they had the OPS Warrior 10-5 cars there, representing Grudge Inc. They had a Top Sportsman shootout, they had a Pro Mod shootout, and they had a gambling break. And that I recall, I never got the name of the gentleman who won the gambling race, and I just walked out of work and I left a notebook. So that I can remember, Hustler Henry Butler won the Top Sportsman shootout. Jeff Rogers won the Pro Bar shootout. And I won the OPS event. By the way, Mick, I got that belt too. I told y'all I had it.
Yeah, I heard. Again.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I didn't know if you had heard. Well, yeah, you called me. Yeah, that's right. So, man, a lot been going on this week, Mick. Man, I've been getting cursed out at home. I ain't been doing what the hell I'm supposed to be doing at home and trying to work on two race cars and all this, man. It's getting crazy, but I'm getting it done one way or the other. This weekend, we have Larry T's race. I can't even think of the name of that. I left a notebook. But I know we got Monster on the line, so let me see if I can get Monster's phone number. You can get Monster on. And
all right. Monster, your mic is open.
Okay.
What's up, Rick? How's the Grudge Inc. family doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
Hey, man, every day I wake up, I thank God, sir.
I know, that's right, brother. So what can you tell us about this fantastic event that has drawn so much attention in the coming week, where we got Virginia races, we got New York races, we got New Jersey races coming?
Let me tell you what we got real quick, Rick. We got a new deal set up with the Pro Mods called a 3-man draw. And it's a test bed for something because Larry likes to do different things. So what will happen the weekend, they'll see Jeff Rogers, Troy Short Dog Henderson, and Travis Harvey with the Carolina Kid, who's owned by Mr. Miles out of state of Maryland. So those three will be battling on the Pro Mod side. But I'm more excited to get to this. I got a list given to me last night by Larry T., John's Racing Transmissions down in Waldorf, JRT.
Yep.
John's put together quite a few good races. The first one, Rick, is yourself, along with the Hillary family, if they make it. I heard they wouldn't, but we pray that they do, going up against Chris Butler and Ronald Wade. Then we got, check this out, Rick, I got a list here. Let me run through it. We got Wendell Howard with the S10 pickup truck out of Manassas, called the Hawk, running the Shackelford family out of North Carolina, the 2000 Monte Carlo. We got Fred Hill, which is a sponsor for Custom Tees Racing, gotta go now, and Hill Force One. Man, we got a legend out of Quasco coming back to run, Sonny Gray and family with the 69 Camaro White Ghost.
Okay, yeah, I was just getting ready to ask what they locked in. Okay.
Yeah, then I got Kirk Estep returning. Kirk's been off for a couple of years because he lost his brother, Larry Estep, who was a big, big supporter of all of us. You know, on Top of the Hill Racing, they're going to be running my brother-in-law. It is so funny, the Charlie Brown and family with the 67 Nova. So that's going to be a good race.
Okay.
Then I got a special one that John called in to me yesterday that I got to do at 2 o'clock. This one's huge, Rick. Jeff Somerville in the 69 Camaro versus
okay.
Covey in the new King Kong Mustang. Quarter mile, 2 o'clock, no clocks, winner take all.
Oh.
Then we got, that's going to be a heavy one at 2 o'clock. Then we got J.R. Harris out of Baltimore with the 68 Camaro, the Baltimore Bruiser. Look, J.R. called out the Ford, the Spunky Wolf, the little black Mustang Ford Probe that was up there last weekend. He said, man,
okay.
Ain't no Ford going around him. I said, well, we'll see what happens. Then we got, hey, here's your boy, always in the middle, Big George versus Fast Eddie out of Virginia. You hear me?
Fast Eddie. What car does Fast Eddie have?
He got that red 79 Camaro.
Okay.
Yep. Then we got Gary Johnson. Some people call him Dyke. Got the 68 small block stick shift Camaro.
Okay.
He's running Uptown Kenny in the stick shift Monza out of Northwest.
Okay.
Kenny and them been up there for a while. But I heard that Rudy Beal and Gary tried to get something last week, couldn't get it done. But Rudy called Larry and said he might slide in there after Gary runs Kenny. I said, well, we'll take whatever you give us.
Okay, let me pause you real quick. So Rudy Beal had his car at the track. I saw him in his race gear, but I never saw his car.
Yeah, he
okay.
made a run.
Well, and that's good to see Mr. Rudy Beal back out there.
Yeah, Rudy had been down for a little bit, but he back up until he was talking stuff. Now I was over there on the rail over there in tears, laughing at him. Now you know, hey Rick, you know he talked some stuff. I don't know who can get to the finish line first, you or him. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's some good one there, especially to see Rudy back out there. So then we got Charlie Redd, the Baltimore Destroyer. He got that real pretty 68 Camaro with the orange stripe and silver on the door.
He's gonna run
another one of our boys local down out of Quasco, another top of the hill gang car, Mike Thomas and Marvin Pinkney. Marvin be on there talking trash with you on the Facebook pages. You hear me?
Yeah. Marvin's been trying to get a race for the longest. That's good that he got a race too. Okay.
Well, he'll be there in case the Beecham comes, and they made it clear that they're not worried about it. They're running. So.
Okay.
Yep. Then we got a rematch from last week that drew a lot of attention because Hustling Henry Butler turned the wind light on against Micey. And we got a call to ask if it was any way possible to rerun that race. So Hustling Henry Butler will be running Micey in the Vega, Micey and Sons, with old Willie. Willie been with Micey for 100 years.
So
then,
what was the discrepancy?
Just the way that the way Henry turned the light on. That's it. Micey didn't like it. He don't feel that Henry should have turned the light on. So he said he's going to take care of that.
Okay.
Then we got Mac Gray. You know Mac Gray? Got real pretty Trans Am. Purple, yellow, blue, real pretty car. Mac's out of North Carolina. He used to be here from D.C. I just got a text
on that. I don't know if I know that car now.
Yeah, real pretty car, man. He's going to run Carlos Wells and the Wells family. So, got a pretty good stout lineup. We got Long Island Joe been calling all day with all types of cars. Had a guy from New Hampshire call me. He's coming down with a new Camaro to test with us. So it's been a real interesting week, Rick. You know, I'm just excited for the people, you know. So how about you? You ready to ride or what?
I'm talking. I still have my phone muted because I'm trying to get some gas. I got a doozy to add to the list, but I ain't going to say nothing until I get to my destination.
Uh-oh.
So. Boy's been talking real heavy to me on Facebook for the last couple of days, and I'm about to shut it down. So I'm gonna leave it in the air, and not gonna say anything till I get to my destination, because I've been in between working on my car all day. I just went to work for 3 hours. Now I'm going back to try to finish up the car. And then I'm gonna give an answer to the question that was asked.
So today I don't have a topic, but we gonna make the topic who racing this weekend, Saturday, and who just gonna be standing around talking about their racing. So with that said, Mick, we just gonna go to the phone lines today and hear from the fans and the racers and the callers and just see who's gonna do what come Saturday.
Okay, Ricky, right now you have Miss Fox Body back on the line. Mick had to step away. So I'm gonna open up.
What's up, Miss Fox Body?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
That's great. I have DJ. BJ, mic is open.
All right. BJ. BJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo. What's happening?
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing there, Mr. Beltman?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
We're doing fine up here. Waiting for this big battle on the hill coming up.
Hey, it's coming. Y'all going to be excited. I know I'm excited.
Yes, we are. We was just listening to Mr. Monster Jones there on the rundown he was giving. And as a matter of fact, we're here now setting some lights and stuff like that and putting some new things up so we can just trying to get ahead of the program a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, since you won, let me get your, if you don't mind, give me your take on the event from Saturday last week and how everything ran and the turnout of cars and, you know, everything like that. Give us your take on you know, that.
Well, for the Top Dog race, I think it was a real good show. And we had a good turnout from everybody, good race. We had, for the clarification on the Gamers race that was Mr. Bean and his son that won that race.
Okay, Mr. Bean, okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bean been doing it for a long time now. He didn't let the son hop in the car, and he came up here and did a real good job on the overall. But, it was a good turnout, a lot of fun, as you've seen. Give the winners out every time we have any type of event. That's real important to us, make sure we get her finished up. But we had Jeff run the pro mod category, and, of course, we saw the who got the belt. And you did absolutely what you said you were going to do, Rick.
Yeah, I did. I thank y'all for providing the service for me to do it.
You had that thing looking good going down through there. I want to tell you that. You and the boys did a great job. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. I had my day of situations to deal with. But it's all a part of racing and competition, so... you know, you got to battle through it. That's what makes a person a great competitor, to be able to deal with situations and still battle one round by round and win. So I appreciate it. I thank my crew, John and Dana Hillary, for providing the car, letting me drive it, tune it, and bringing us the money and the belt. And, hey, matter of fact, I got a picture to send out to y'all. I put it on Facebook. I took a picture last night with the crown and the cake draped across the back of the car with the belt on top of it.
That's what we wanted. I tell you, you and the boys did a good job. You had the car running real good, put the numbers on the board, took the win light in the final, and brought the belt back home just like you said you were going to do.
So hopefully we're gonna do something real nice come Saturday. Myself versus Chris Butler is a race that people want to see, but I got a special treat that everybody wants to see, but I'm not going to say that until I get where I'm going. So I'm stewing everybody around for a few minutes while I'm driving, so I get to my destination. But do you have
anything else that you want to say? I want to see if we got any callers on the line who may want to call out somebody or say they want to run somebody or looking to run somebody or tell what they car set up like so they can find them somebody.
The only thing I wanted to put out there that we just signed on the card for that big nostalgia race on the 26th and 27th. Anybody that wants to come out, we're going to have Mr. Al Hanna is going to come out of Connecticut and bring his Jet Dragster, the Queen of Diamonds, and going to go 310-plus miles per hour here for that event on the 26th and 27th of October.
Okay. And bring my little man down to the city jet car. He likes stuff like that.
Everybody likes to come out and see them things, and we're going to do it after dark, so when he hits them afterburners and that thing goes down there, it'll light the whole place up. And if if it's a little chilly, he can bring the marshmallows and we'll toast them as he goes by.
I know, that's right.
But, no, if you want to go and move on to callers, we're ready. We're right here, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or clarification that anybody might have out there.
Okay.
Ricky, we would like to extend our deal to Larry and the 10-5 class. What a fantastic show that they put on over the weekend. It was just very nicely run, nice and smooth. We'd like to congrats him for that and bring the show to us there.
All right, well, I'm sure Larry should be listening, and I know he appreciates the compliment. The Warriors OPS program is a good event for anybody who has that style of car that may not be able to compete in other faster outlaw 10-5 classes. That's a perfect event, and the way that the class is structured, the more cars we get. If we have more than eight, like we did Saturday, we had 12 cars total. What normally happens is we end up having two fields. So nobody will feel like, they the lowest man on the totem pole, because once the fields get split, you have the faster eight, and then you have a slower eight-car field, and both fields get money. So if you have a car and you want to race and you don't feel as though you fit in somewhere, the Warrior Outlaw 10-5 program may be where you want to be. If you're not fast enough, you can fill up the back end, and then you can be in your own bracket of a slower 8-car field and still winning you some money. One way or the other, if you're paying $100 to get in, you're getting your money back first round in elimination if you happen to lose. So you're really not losing that. You went out, basically set your car free, and, socialized with your buddies and had a good time at the racetrack. Can't beat it.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You still there, Rick?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I wanted to make sure that I extended out the gratitude to Capital Raceway, that Team Capital up there. We actually met with them this week, and they were really excited that we came in and sat down and went over everything so that it was a smooth weekend, because we're also running a $1,500 to win gamblers race. If you buy a test and tune ticket, you automatically get into the gamblers race free. And we got, we always end up with a beautiful turnout. The QuarterMileBrothers.com, Lisa and Charles Brunson, but most people call them Bugs. Bug will be running the Top Sportsman Shootout, which is $5.99 and quicker, on a 48-car field. And the good thing about it, if you lose the first round of Top Sportsman, you can roll into the gambler's race because you paid $75 to run in that elite field. And that's a big deal. At one of the Maryland races, they had 77 cars.
Wow.
It's about the way that they promote it, and people like the program that they put together. And we got all the rules and everything up on the website so people can see. Basically, it's an all-run field. There's no ladder. The number one car gets to buy if it's an odd amount of cars. And if we have time, he'll do buybacks and top sportsmen, and they'll run a whole separate deal. But the thing of it is that the way we set this race up, the battle on the hill, not just the grudge races, the bracket racer has a chance to come out with his family and be a part of the deal at Capital Raceway, the new Capital Raceway, and Custom Tees battle on the hill along with QMB and John Toy. Because, like I said, all those grudge racers I announced earlier, that daggone John Toy been busy on the phone. You hear me?
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, that's nice. That's nice to have John Toy involved in it. So with him being involved, people need to go down there and support him and what he's doing, being though he's supporting everybody else.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Yeah, and Fred Hill he'll be there, and he's been with us since the day we started at Custom Tees, you know. And I'm grateful to all the sponsors, you know, Jack Weingartner Chevrolet or Auto Group, Karen Radley down in Woodbridge Acura, Fitness Center over in Oxon Hill. Man, it's just the shop, Beltsville, you, Rick, Capital Raceway. I mean, everybody puts into what we do at Custom Tees Racing, and I can't say enough, because Larry's not allowed to go on the radio because of his clearances. But he tells me, and he repeatedly tells me, don't forget to thank him for the support. Because without you guys, the races, the track, you know, we won't be where we at. You know, it's not what we do. It's what the people support us, that we push us to be the best. And I truly appreciate everybody.
With that being said, I know Big Sexy had a race this weekend. And that I know of, I think they got rained out, but Mr. Kenny beat him, beat up on Dick Sex at his own event. So I want to give Kenny beat him props for that, for taking the win over Big Sexy. Big Sexy said, Big Sexy said, whatever money the IRS ain't getting from him is going in the car getting it, and he coming back bigger and better. But he won his money back from Kenny Fischer. So, they're looking to do something again real soon. I know from what I heard, Kenny had some issues with his car. It's down for a minute. Just wanted to get that out there. Also, before I forget, I do have the winners of the Big Tire. The Big Tire Outlaws race at 75 and 80 was Michael Knight. And I'm doing this from the top of my head. There was a 580 winner. I have all the other names. I do apologize because I don't have it. I left my notebook. But I didn't want to not forget anybody, even though I don't have a name, so I am. But I did remember to mention the winners from 75 and 80. That's another local track that I race at. And I wanted to get them their props for winning the races that they won. So with that said, Ms. Foxbody, do we have any callers in the queue so we can see who's trying to do what Saturday?
Yes, we do. We have caller 804-7584. Your mic is on.
Rick, what's happening, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. This is Gene, Big Gene out of Virginia.
Yeah, what's up, Gene? You coming up, sir?
I'm going to try to make it up that Saturday. I'm going to try to make it up there to see what's going to happen.
That's the wrong answer, Gene. That's the wrong answer.
I'm going to try to get up there.
Yeah, I'm coming, man.
I'm going to do my best to try to get up there.
I'd like to see you, man. Come on up, man.
I'm going to try. I'm sure it'll be a good event.
And
yeah,
it turned out that way.
A lot of cars and a lot of races looking to get busy.
Hey, yeah, Gene, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I want to thank you, Horsemen, for all your support this year at Custom Tees. We appreciate you. You guys are tough now. Hey, Rick,
well,
I told I talked to John White a couple weeks ago. I told John, I said, boy, you never know which one of them going to pull around the corner on you, so you got to be ready, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we're trying to get myself back out there and get back in the game.
All right.
I want to say this, too. I tell the horsemen group, I'm going to say group, came about, even though it was really pretty much just Kenny doing the bulk of the races. But until the horseman group come about, wasn't much going on in the area. When they come about, you know, they created a lot of buzz, started doing a lot of racing, you know, names floating out there quite a bit, you know. But, and I'm sure some people maybe get a little tired of hearing and seeing the same thing. You know, if Kenny Beecham and Tricky Rick or JC and Tricky Rick, you know what I mean? We can battle all year long, every year. You know what I mean? But at some point, you know, it gets old. We got to get more people involved in the race. You know, and a couple of people can't hold down areas in the grudge game. I mean, we can, but like I said, everybody's not going to want to keep seeing the same people race over and over and over. No, ain't but so much we can do. You know what I mean? So if we can just get more people involved in trying to do something, we got a couple. I know they don't really sit alike. And one group was Lewis Collins and Cliff, Serial Killer. You know, they trying to do something fed up. I'll take that back. They trying to race, but they set up a little different. So they want to run each other, but haven't been able to get on the phone. I can get one guy on the phone, they call, and the other guy don't answer. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But they still want to race. So you know, it's a lot of outside races that's being talked about. That's not set up yet, but has the potential to get locked in, just, you know, people missing each other throughout this week. But they will be at the track, just like I got Long Island Joe. Long Island Joe called me again today with two other cars that he want to bring. He said they want to lock somebody in for definite, but they coming. So, you know, if we got time, I had to give Lady A Long Island Joe number unless she has it. He said he's working on his car. So, you know, me and him in the same boat right now. He's putting the motor in and doing this and doing that. And I'm down here doing the same thing. So I just want to give the horses props for, you know, making a statement in the area as far as the racing goes, you know, bringing some action.
Hey, Rick, while you're on that subject, yeah. Long Island Joe, I definitely want to send a thank you and a shout out to him and that New York crew, because they definitely, that was the reason why when they saw the Horseman, Styles, George, they saw all the guys willing to get out there August 4th. They said, man, we got to come back and support you guys, you know, and them supporting us is going to make the future better for all of us, because like you said, people get to see something different. And those horsemen, I'm telling you, they come up with some rides now. And, I mean, they pull in the gate. You cannot be sleeping, because you never know which one's going to pull in there.
Yeah, you're right. And I know he's going to get mad. I called him Sneaky before, but that little sneaky Kenny boy, he got something up his sleeve. I ain't saying Sneaky in a bad way, but he's sneaky. He thought I was calling him Sneaky in a bad manner, but he's Sneaky. He got some tricks. So don't let him fool you now.
Hey.
But, you know, again, I enjoy the race. The race that he gave me, I'm looking to do something again. But, you know, he got his situation right now. But it's going to happen. But, Gene, did you have anything else to say, sir? Besides that you coming up here to see the race,
I'm going to support you boys as much as I can.
All right, well, I guess you can't ask for no more than that.
We appreciate it, Gene.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you for calling in, Gene, and sit back and hold your beer and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Lady A, who else do we have?
We have caller 804-1541. Your mic is on.
Rick, what's going on?
I can't call him. What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing. This is Kenny with the Horseman.
Oh, yeah, little Sneaky. Hey, what's happening, Sneaky?
That's me. That's me, man. I want to I'm just working in the shop, listening to the show, man. I want to thank you for the props y'all give, and I got to give props back to you for winning that belt.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and I told, as you have read, it's going to be an inspiration for John and Pete come next year, since they said they want to run in the OPS, kind of show them how we get down over here and give them something to shoot for.
Yeah, we're going to regroup next year. I think the boy's going to be ready. Gene, he's going to he's doing a little R&D, and I think they're going to be straight. We're having a good year this year, but I'm like you, Rick. I said we'll get everybody else, a lot more people to run than just me, you, and everybody else just running all the time. Because I don't know about you, but I'm going broke.
Yeah, well, I ain't gone broke yet, but, it gets a little redundant. And just trying to do, get some different people out here, man. That was the whole point of getting the talk show, trying to, strike up some interest and want to do something. But if this ain't quite caught on yet.
Man, I love it.
You know what I mean?
If I had enough money to do it every weekend, I'd be somewhere every single weekend. Sometimes during the week,
man,
every money.
Hey, we're in the same boat, man. But
I'm ate up with it.
It don't come that easy for everybody. But it just is what it is.
Yeah, we got a win down south. I was due for a win. I kept going down there getting my butt whipped. So, I'm glad we at least got one win down there. I might not get no more.
Hey, congratulations.
But...
Congratulations, Kenny.
Thank you, Mom.
I tell you, I'm proud of you, boy. I tell you. Look, when they called me when you were on the line, and they had the phone, that wiretap, and I watched it when the light come on. I don't know who was hollering louder, me or the kids in here. I said, Beecham got them.
Yeah, we needed one bad. I got tired of Joe Wright and them boys kicking my butt all the time.
Yeah. But those guys are tough, and that just goes to show when you, like Ricky said, you guys love it, and that's the difference. You know, when you love it, you can't lay down. You got to go up there and put your best down, Because that big sexy car and that Wright brother, when you pull down this in the south to run them, buddy, you better be on the A game. So props to you and them, because that's no easy feat either side. So.
Yeah, we were really happy with that, I tell you. That was going to be a hard thing to do, but a few little more. I'm like Rick said, I guess I'm sneaking now. My nickname is sneaking now. I guess we got a few little more trick stuff out, because they want a rematch. I'm going to give them a rematch.
Yeah, you got some tricks, God darn it. Hey, but it's grudge racing. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's what it is, ain't it, Rick?
Huh?
I said that's the way it is, ain't it? Who can
yeah,
trick?
That's what Joe always talking about. It's about trickery and deceit. So whatever your game is, that's your game. You know what I mean? I'm not
that's
mad
right.
at it. Yeah. All right. Well, did you have anything else that you wanted to say to us?
Man, I can't call nobody out right now, Rick. I ain't got no race car, so.
I ain't got
nothing to say. I'm just gonna sit back and listen to the show.
Bring out
Chevelle up here, Saturday, Kenny. They got a couple that's sitting just like the Chevelle.
Man, Monster, I would love to bring it up. I'm coming up there Saturday to drive a buddy of mine's Camaro, and I'm gonna let him. He wants to do some grudge racing. It's a big block chassis car on nitrous Camaro, like a '67, '68. He wants me to drive it for him up there Saturday. But I can let him, get a race lined up when we get up there. But I'm coming, but I'd love to bring the Chevelle, but I heard that I'd have hurt both my cars. I hurt that a while back. I just ain't had time. I got the pieces to fix it, and I just ain't had time to fix it.
Yeah, I love that car, man.
We've been racing so much every weekend. What little bit of spare time I do have from working, I go racing, and so I ain't had time. I'm looking at the Chevelle right now in the garage, and it's still running. They're all back together. I mean, it's ready to. I could run it, but I just really can't spray no nitrous on it. So I'm gonna do it over the winter time, and we'll be back out next year. Hopefully, we'll do a whole lot more races with the Chevelle, because I think that'll do a whole lot bigger crowd than the Camaro. So we're gonna try to have a little more fun with that next year.
Yeah, we'll work on something together if you guys don't mind. We'll get with Larry, and that's the way to go too, because that stock suspension, people like that. They like seeing them big cars ride. So.
Yeah, I got a slow stock suspension car. Don't get me confused with the fast ones now, Monster.
All right.
See, there you go.
Hey,
Rick, there you go with that trickery shit.
Say it again, Rick.
There you go with that trickery shit.
It is slow compared to them fast boys, though.
I hear you. Well, good talking with you, Kenny, and congratulations again to you and the horsemen, especially you to go down south and that's a big bag Camaro down there, buddy, them boys. So when you go down there and you turn the light on with them, buddy, you did your job. So congratulations.
Yeah, we did. I tell you what, we did. We got to them because we didn't get an hour outside of – we didn't even get out of South Carolina, and Jimmy was calling because it rained out. As soon as he made that pass, because I hurt my motor a little bit, and one, the bottom fell out, and the rain came. We couldn't run anyway, even if the car was right. And I didn't get over to South Carolina before we got a phone call saying, when are we going to do this again? So they want that back. They want that rematch back quick.
Yeah, well, you know they ain't going to let you live that one down.
Yeah, I know that, Rick. I know that, Rick. You know, every time I get beat, the video is all over the internet from down south and all over the internet talking all that stuff. When I win one, I ain't seen no videos or no talk on the internet.
Hey, Kenny, send it to me, and I'll get somebody to put it up for you. Hey, you know how we roll.
I ain't got no video. I don't know. I'm pretty sure somebody's got a video of it.
I'll call my man down there and see if he videoed, and if he did, I'll get it sent, and I'll email it to you. So,
It was a good run.
It was a good run.
Well, that's good. Well, boys, I'm going on mute. I'm going to let y'all talk, and I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lady A, who else do we have?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Call me. I let you slide last week. We're not going to keep letting this happen, okay? Now, next we have running back.
You're confusing me. I'm starting off with one person and end up with somebody else. I'm sorry. I got a lot of mistakes right now.
Remember, nobody else. Forget everybody else. Miss Foxbody is all you need to know.
That's the problem. It's a Ford name. I ain't good with Ford.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and open your next line before you get me started. Running back, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tricky?
What's up, running back? How you doing, sir?
Not much, man. Just chilling. That's all. I heard tell Kenny that he don't need that video. Before he left the track, the word was already back in Petersburg.
What's
so
up, brother?
He don't need that video.
It was that bad?
Hey man, yeah. I mean, just like you, when you won the belt, hell, everybody knew about it. The phone calls went wild.
Did it?
Oh yeah.
I didn't hear nothing about it until the next day.
I heard it the same night.
Oh shit!
I had a news travel boy.
That's saying something.
Yeah, they're saying something there. Yeah. What's going on, Marshall?
How you doing down there, big bro?
I ain't doing that, man. Just chilling. Do a little racing tomorrow at Virginia Motorsport Park. Now I'm hoping I can make it up to Maryland Saturday.
Good. Well, you know we'll feed you. If you do anything, we'll feed you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, Harold called me this morning. He said I shot him the address to the racetrack, and I put it on the website. Rick, that's something we got to do on Facebook between us.
What's that? Put the flyer?
The address of Capital Raceway.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't show on their website. I gotta call Jimmy and James. As a matter of fact, they're on the phone. Yeah, they gotta put the address for the racetrack up on the website.
Yeah, we can do that. It's 1451 Capital Raceway Road.
Yes, sir. Crofton, Maryland, 21114. So, Running Bear, in case you make it up here, what are you trying to say to me in a nice way?
Well, I was kind of looking for Big George, man, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, because I raced Mr. Brown the last two times, and I'd like to get that race back with him that I had up in Buzz Creek, I mean, Colonial Beach. But I would like to get my hands on Big George and Camaro. He can say he got a duster or something now.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, you know.
Miss Foxbody, do you have Big George's number on tap?
Big George on. Big George, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, Running Bear?
Hey, what's going on, George?
Ain't none. Chillin'. I like to say hey to everybody. Like tell Rick, you know, you look good last week. Could have beat him by talking to him his win. And then y'all can go ahead and start. But you're going down. You're going down, my man. We taking old school, Rick. I'm going with Chris Butler.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, ain't both of y'all good racers. I watch both of y'all come up. But Chris Butler, my hometown, I think he gonna hurt you in that gate. I'm going with him. He gonna leave on you first. Me and you can have a personal thing with that one.
Chris gonna leave on me first.
He gonna leave on you. When y'all run, when y'all lock, he gonna leave on you. I'm going with that. Just me and you.
And what's your bet?
I mean, we can figure it out. I ain't gotta be on the phone. Well, I mean, it's nothing real spectacular, but just word of mouth. We'll see you. We gonna be back. I'm going with Chris. He gonna hit you out again.
Okay.
Hey Rick.
Huh? Yeah.
You're a little bit too beside yourself right now. We gotta end you right quick, man.
Listen, George. Let me explain this way. And I don't have anything against Chris Butler.
Yeah, I know.
But the same thing that I told JC in Red is the same thing applied to Chris. I race more than y'all. So you're not going to be able to beat me on the street. I got more time in the seat.
He's going to hit you out the gate. I'm letting you know that now.
He's going to hit you out the gate.
Believe what I tell you. He gonna hit you out the gate. You improved your point. You deadly on the tree. Well, I'm not taking that from you. All fast cars don't win, and all closed eyes ain't shut. Remember that.
Well, I'm not claiming to be the fastest.
I ain't taking that from you. I'm not taking that from you.
I understand. But best thing I can tell you is I'm a love to have you.
Okay. I like that. Hey, Marcy, you on the phone? Marcy.
Yeah, you got
now, can you address Mr. Running Bear who say he's trying to do something with you?
Yeah, well, I can't accommodate because he think I still got to come out. I don't have to come out no more, so I can't really. I mean, I can accommodate his buddy with the 74. Running Bear, I'm on a stock suspect the small town. I'm with my van too again, Running Bear.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
The dust is going to be next year. I mean, I thought I could get it done. I'm just going to stick with my van too on my street car.
Okay. Well, hell, I can give you one and one.
Let me think about it.
All right. If I make it up there, I'm planning on making it up there. If nothing happens, I'm going to ride on up there.
Running
Bear.
Yeah.
To the eighth, you going to give me the kick in the clear to the eighth?
Yeah, I give you one and one in the eighth, yeah.
The kick in the clear?
Yeah, I give you one and one. I give you one, and I'm clear you by one. If you got a stock suspension, just like you say you get.
Yeah, I got stock suspension. You can look up on even one system. But only thing I'm running, I got two runs lined up for Saturday. So I mean, if I can make it to third round, if you're there, I would definitely accommodate you.
Okay. What about Wiggerberg? What are you doing? I ain't heard nothing from him lately.
He'll be there. Okay. He's just really slow walking right now. He ain't doing a whole lot of talking right now.
Well, you know, I can't much blame him. If I had my ass whipped the way he had his ass whipped, I would be.
Hey, wait a minute.
You gotta play nice
now. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, but he has good words. I mean, he brought me on the line. In due time, he gonna say something.
I know he will. He know I still want that. I want the cape, the hat, and the sword.
Oh yeah. Hey, Monster, you still on the phone?
Yeah, go for it.
Monster, I meant to tell you, but the boys, I've been talking to the boys from Texas, T Ray from Texas, and they on their way up here now, but they will be here, sir. I'm supposed to run their car, sir.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you, but Texas bringing three cars. I think he's bringing T Ray and them. They bringing three cars, and I'm running one of them. But we've been arguing about the last. You remember we was on the line, Rick, about a month ago.
Yeah.
The boys from Texas, they had the Malibu, street car like mine?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they come on. T-Ray, you remember his name was T-Ray?
Yeah, I gave the number to CJ.
Right, but they coming up, they'll be up Capitol, they'll be here in town at 12 o'clock, and they're staying here over the weekend, so we're going to try to give them good hospitality, because they, you know, he runs in that shakedown in E-Town, they're heavy. You know, he got a car to run it heavy. So he's going to stay up here the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then he's going to just continue on up here instead of going all the way back home and come back up. So, I mean, it's three guys coming from Texas, and they really looking forward to some girls racing.
And we'll treat them like their family. That's the deal with us. You know, when they get here and they out of town, they running back. You on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm going to dial Wicked Bird and let him know you've been talking some sideways stuff to him. So I'm going to dial him up.
Go ahead. Hey, look, is anybody else going to the shakedown?
I don't know. It's kind of like throw up right now, Running Bear. We having some here ourselves.
Yeah, I'll
tell you what. I got 10 sets of Nappy Ron out of New York with Long Island Joe called me. He's got 10 weekend passes we're going to give away at the race on Saturday. So everybody make sure you get a ticket with a number. Because every hour, he's going to pull a ticket out the bucket, and you're going to get a free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday ticket compliment of Nappy Ron, who's the right-hand man to Dave Hance, who puts on the shakedown.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I plan on making it up there. I wanted to try to get in that the 850 index race.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Running Bear, your man coming with the Burgundy? What is that, Burgundy and Black? No.
Is he coming tomorrow?
Is he coming up Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't talked to him in about a week now, and I don't know. My brother might come with the Nova that's primed down. He might come.
Okay. Will you come up? You'll be up in tomorrow or you'll be up in Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
All right, hit me up on the phone when you get here, Running Bear.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Friday.
Yes.
Who else we got, baby?
You have Sean. Sean, your mic is on.
All right, what's up?
What's going on?
Sean.
Yo, what's going on?
Going to the club, man.
What's happening, sir?
Not much, man. Just chilling out. What's going on with y'all tonight?
Trying to see who doing what. Who going for? See who's going to do what come Saturday.
Oh,
say that.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
See, if we just got some talkers, though, we got some doers.
Oh, okay. Has Kenny Beecham been on here tonight?
Yeah, Kenny was just on. I think he's still on mute.
Oh, okay. I want to congratulate him on his win, but he knows his ass, his days, his numbers. So I will be back. I'm a fucked up winner, and I'm an even worse loser.
Hey, Sean, I've been on here, brother. I've been on here. You know I deserve one win down south, man. I got to get one.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I got
yeah,
to get
I
my
get
butt whipped.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know by now, deal with me, I ain't got no – I'm not a hater, so you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, I'm just messing with you. You can congratulate me about 100 times, man. You know how we all do. We just love to race.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was telling Tricky Ricky today that I'm stepping away from our racing operation for a while. It could be permanent, but I don't know right now. I got some shit I need to get straight with my business and other stuff, but I am stepping away from the racing deal. But I might have to stick around for a minute until I can get you. But I have one more race down in Dalton that I'm doing within the cut the Saturday after November. But other than that, I will probably be dude racing for a while, probably a long while, because gas are getting boring and you got too much bullshit in the game right now for me. So just start doing some other stuff.
Oh, man, we're going to hate to see you go, man. You live and to join up. What are you talking about?
If he don't keep you on your toes. What's up, Sean?
What's going on? How's everything?
Sean makes it live. He's on live. He's on every radio show. He makes it live.
Oh, man, I just come on. I just try to keep it real, try to come on and keep a lot of the bullshit out of the game. But after a while, it just becomes too much bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So you let the folks continue to do what they do because a lot of them, this bullshit of that they have going, they actually enjoy it. So I'm not one of those types. I like to race. I like to make friends with folks and clown and cut fool and race and we exchange money and be done with it, you know. But it's becoming too much, man. It's just too much drama for me. And I do have a life and I can do other shit other than fool and can't talk. I do want you back before I take my break, though. But, I mean, you know, we talked the other day, so, you know, I know what's going on. So it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I'm at the mercy of my engine guy right now. So he said a couple weeks. I should be ready a couple weeks is what he said. But you know how that goes. You know how that goes, Sean.
Right. Oh, yeah. But I know you'll let me know whenever you get situated. And all them folks that's cheering now that you won, I'm glad that they're cheering. I want all their ass at whatever track we decide to be at, and I want them to bet their little fucking money. So we should have a nice pot.
Oh yeah, it'll be a good one, Sean.
I mean, and you know this is nothing with you and I. Now you know it's nothing between you and I. You know we clown or whatever, but to all them fucking haters out there, you know, and that's whether they from South Carolina, Virginia, where the hell they from. I want to bet they fucking little money and put it all in the fucking pot.
Y'all got Sean heated.
No, I'm good.
Well, somebody got Sean heated.
I'm good. But for all those big-time talkers, because one thing about me, I hate two-faced people. I mean, you know, I just don't deal with two-faced folks. But in this racing community, there's a lot of bullshit and ass niggas out there. Excuse my French for anybody that go fancy that. But it is. But I want everybody to bet their money. I don't care if it's hundreds, whatever, 50s, 5s, whatever they want to bet. I want them when we come back for our rematch, I want their little bets.
I think the boys were talking today, Sean, about Florida or something.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, December was a long time away, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even guaranteeing I'm going to Florida. My crew might go, but I doubt I'll go. And we can get the shit off. We can get it off before Florida. You know?
Yeah, well, I should have the car ready in about two or three more weeks, but that's what the whole crew was talking about. We definitely want to do a rematch. We definitely want to do a rematch because I don't want nobody to whip my butt and let me get my butt whipped and not give me a rematch. You know, I'm fair about that.
Right. But it was a good race, though. It was a good race. My Kenny, you cut a pretty decent light, Kenny. I watched the video on it yesterday.
Well, that's what I just told the show, Sean. What I didn't understand that. And look, when I got whipped by Big Earl and I got whipped by Joe Wright down there, the videos were all over the internet. Where is the video at? I want to see it.
Well, it depends. I mean, I deal with a whole lot of folks, so. Folks.
You need to send me that video, then. You need to text me. You got my cell phone number. Just text me that video. I'd like to see it.
I don't have a copy of it. I went to somebody's house and watched it actually.
Okay.
But at the 3:30, it was pretty tight. And after the 3:30, I think at the end, my driver was probably at your door, at your fender. But all of that you won by off the tree or whatever. So it was good. We hadn't lost in 2 years, so I mean, that tells you to be on your daggone toes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get a little relaxed when you're winning all the time.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I got some sleep that night, Sean. Remember you kept asking me that day, you said, Kenny, did you get some sleep? I got some sleep that night.
I should have done was send my sister up to the night before and made sure you didn't get no sleep.
You're right about that. I wouldn't have got no sleep then.
Yes, sir. But I want to congratulate
you. Dirty dude, John.
I know I hit below the belt all the time, for real. But
what was it?
I appreciate you guys coming down to support the show. I want to congratulate Kenny and Lewis on their wins or whatever. But tell Lewis I got some more guys I just want to run. They're willing to travel, you know, if they get a race or whatever.
Oh, hold on, Sean. This Fox Body, who's phone is this?
I'm
right. I can't even hear you. Say that again. Hello?
I'm trying to open the call right now.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, we're
there. Right. Okay, there it is. But, yeah, I want to congratulate Kenny and Lewis on their wins, man. It was pretty cool. I couldn't have lost to a better guy, so And Lewis put my cousin to sleep on the tree, so that was a motor race, so Lewis won that, so congratulations to the guys on their win.
Yeah, I think me and you both, Sean, we're always good sportsmanship. I like to come to your shows, you come to my show. I like to go around and support everybody's shows because I want them to do the same thing for me. I think we had a good day that day. You know, I got a little win under my belt, but, I'm pretty sure y'all going to come back and get me back, so that's coming, so.
Oh, yeah, we'll get together on it. I mean, like they say, I mean, it's all in racing. You got to take the good, the bad, the ugly, you know?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's just how it is. But you cut a good light, Kenny. I was proud of you. You cut a light, bro.
Yeah, I was trying to cut that tree down, man. I was trying to do my best.
I heard that. But I'd make sure my man get the video where you can see it.
I definitely would like to see the video, man. I've been, I don't get many. I've had my share of losses this year, and when you get them wins, you always like to, a good feeling. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, you might have to frame that one.
Well,
I heard that. Well, guys, y'all take it easy, and I will check y'all out later on. Y'all have a great night.
All right, y'all.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, they say good things about the well, but why did you sit there fucking that cake before it got done? You know it was going to bust.
I can't understand what you're saying. You got a lot of background noise, George.
No, you gave everybody this week. You know, now you stuck your fucking car and then had the air went out of it. Now you can't run the place. Hello,
George. I still ain't heard a word you said. I got some bad background noise and I can't hear a word you said.
What's all that noise, man? We need to go to the next caller. What's all that noise?
All right, I muted Big Jordan's phone due to the background noise. Your next caller is Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, your mic is on.
Hello.
No, that noise.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Rick, something's going on there, Paul. You can't even hear anything.
Hello.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, your mic is on.
Hello. I want to say hello to everyone. And I want to let Running Bear know he got that race. Like I told him, I don't care where we at, he's got a race out of me.
That'll work. That'll work. So when I come up there, I know I got something to do.
Well, we're going to eat, and we're going to race, and we're going to have a good time.
That's right. That's right.
And I just want to really say thank you to my family. I mean, everybody always say they're going to race, but my family has been important, my sister, my niece, both Kevin, George. And I see the excitement out of Monster and what he's doing and invite me on the program. His son, Chris, he's there. And I just want to say thank you to those guys. Sometimes they get missed because they don't drive and they don't actually have the car. So they really got me excited about racing. So I just want to, like, shout that out. And like I said, Running Bear, he's got the race. And I want to park game so we can eat and have fun.
Okay. Hey, look. Tell your wife I ain't a big eater now. Don't fix me in another plate like you fixed me the last time.
It's time for some weight in the car. Well, that's how we're going to do it. So you want, and we'll be right.
That'll work. That'll work.
Okay. All right, well, I'll see you Saturday.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get there. I'm going to try my best to get there if nothing happens.
If you don't make it, I got something down there. You got to try to get your money back one more time.
Well, we'll get together sometime, one more time before the year anyway.
We're going to make it happen.
All right.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. But who actually has an idea of the radio line and want to say something?
That sounds like a little chipmunk.
Hello?
Yes.
Tricky Ricky,
you're coming through a little squeaky. Are you in a clear area?
I think I did my 4G, you know.
You're not coming out really through your collars. You're sounding a little bit like a chipmunk. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic on for James. James, your mic is on.
Come here. Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Your mic is on, James. Tricky Ricky is having a couple of problems with this phone. We have to reconnect him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We locked in at the Battle on the Hill, Monster, and, you know, with Jeff Somerville with the Camaro and Gubby with the Mustang. It's our quarter mile. Jeff going to drive his car. Gubby going to drive his car. And we had a discrepancy on the tire side, so I don't know. They said 31s, and it said that he had drag radios on the car. And now I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up with 33s, but, you know, nevertheless, whatever, we're going to go ahead and get it on up there. You know, it's been brewing for a while, so we're going to go ahead and get it over with. Yeah, Lady A. Hello.
Hello, James?
Yeah, I'm on.
Just give me a moment. I'm trying to reconnect Tricky Ricky.
Oh, okay.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. DRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact DRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Tricky Ricky, you're back on.
All right, I'm sorry about that, people. I don't know what's going on, but had a problem. But what's going on, James?
Ain't nothing. You know, this James, my man, Cubby, you know, with Ron Wade over my thing. And we locked in with Jeff, you know. So, like I said, it's been brewing for a while back and forth. And, you know, it was a discrepancy on the tire size. You know, we sitting on 28 stock suspension. So he claimed he was coming with 31s, you know. And, you know, he had drag radios on the car. I wouldn't be surprised he showed up with 33s. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we're going to get it on quarter mile. Jeff's going to drive his car. Cubby's going to drive his car. And we're going to go to the big end.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, you know, whatever, you know. You get up there, it ain't no straight off the trail. He gonna shake down if he choose. We gonna shake down, and you know, we just go ahead and end the battle. You know, see how that race go, and we gonna sit back and might have to draw on a couple more people. So we gonna sit back and wait and see what happens.
Oh, well, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up,
yeah.
Well, I'd be looking forward to. Seeing y'all out there. Hopefully I can get to see some races and not just be there racing all day.
Right. So I think it'll be a good event. You know, everybody have a good time and we get some racing done. So we'll see how it turn out.
All right. Okay. Well, Miss Foxbody, do you have any more callers?
All right, caller 443-5857, your mic is on.
Hey, I'm calling out of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going to have a race on October 20th. Just wanted to try to, little, you know, put it out there for any guys in the area, the East Coast, and they can be West Coast if they're willing to come down there. We're going to have a nice little payout. We're going to do it motorcycle style, number of motorcycles. Bring all the motorcycle, bring what you got. We're going to have a good time, real good time. The name of the event is going to be called Street Strokers. We do have it, flyers on the website, so you can, if you want to get a little bit more information about that, just go on the website. You can go to probably DNS.com, photograph. They have a couple on there. We're going to have it's going to be a fun day, wonderful day. This is our second event. We gave one back in 2007. Turned out excellent. All the racers are loving it. We're going to have some pro mods there. We're going to have some real street. We're going to have street bikes, pro ET. We're going to have a good time.
This on the 20th?
On the 20th, October 20th.
Okay, that's at, let me check. That's at, I got the name wrong. I thought they were saying Big Butt Bonanza.
Oh, no, that was one of the, That's the one there. That's on the flyer, too. But the name of the event is Street Stroker. This is Street Stroker number 2. Street Stroker number 1 was back in 2007 with X-Men. Everybody talked about it. Okay. My Rock can't even compare to this. I can tell you that right now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you
that's
that.
Saying something.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right. Well, I got a couple motorcycle guys come through my shop.
I know he told me the other day that they plan on being there. They plan on being at the track this weekend as well. But he was definitely making it to that big bike event.
And we got Grudge, too. I forgot all about that. Can't forget the Grudge, guys. We will have some Grudge. And we're definitely going to give him a lot of love because we're looking to have some big bucks, you know, going at
it. I got it.
So we will give them the time to go in and do their things. Track will be well taken care of. Well taken care of. I'll be making sure to track. My name is Pop, and the other guy that's giving it is Mike Mason. We got Ronnie Reese, and we got Derek. There are like four or five of us that are going to make sure everything is run real smooth. Anything I do is smooth. That's all I can tell you. Got any problem, come to Pop. That's definitely what's up. And we ain't paying no $200-$400. Matter of fact, I'm going to run down to class. What we're going to do, we're going to give $2,000 for a Pro Mod. We're going to give $2,000 Real Street. We're going to give $2,000 for Pro ET. We're going to give $1,500 for Street. And, you know, Street don't get no love, but we're going to give them some love this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I basically went over all the payouts. Fastest ET, we're going to give that $300. Perfect Bug, we're going to throw another $100 out there. We're just going to try to throw some money away.
Well, that's what's up, man. I'm not a bike guy, and but anybody that come on my show, I'm going to support.
I appreciate it.
Unfortunately, I just witnessed a bike accident today right in front of my shop. So.
Oh man, sorry to hear about that. Hope everybody's well.
Yeah, it wasn't too good because it brought back a little memory. Good friend of mine, Alley Boys Racing, Ralph Hill, his son was involved in the same accident and passed right there in front of my shop. So it's kind of bad area, but you know I kind of feel for people who ride motorcycles. Although you know everything not the bike rider's fault, I just feel for them. I ain't getting no one.
Before I even we'll start, we're definitely blessing all the bikes just to make sure everybody have a safe and you know good time.
Can you tell us the website where the Big Buck Menanza flyer is, sir?
Okay, let me grab my...
That's what I was saying. See, it ain't Big Butt Menanza. It's Big Bucks. B-U-C-K-F. I thought y'all was saying Big Butts.
Mm. No.
I mean, B-U-T-T-S.
No.
So that's why, you know what I'm saying, it kept catching me off guard. I was like, oh, that's catching right there. But I had it all wrong.
Let me grab the website. You can go to capital.com. You can go to that Capital Raceway. That's where the event's going to be held at.
No, it's capitalraceway.net.org.
It should be .net. Yeah, .net. They changed it. They got new owners, too, matter of fact. So they went to net instead of .com or .org.
Okay.
Is that the one Nanu's going to be a part of also, sir?
Oh, Nanu's going to be there. He rides one of the guys that I'm giving event. He rides one of his bikes. He will be riding that bike in the real street.
Okay. He'll be there Saturday with us.
Right. We talked to him. What was it, yesterday? Yeah, me and Mike was at the track, going over the track yesterday, and Mike was talking to Nanu. He said y'all going to be testing, right? Right on that. We got a new
Pro Mod bike coming down there too tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's what we want. We give love to the Pro Mods.
Yeah, I like them all. Bikes bring people.
There you go. We trying to get the people to come. Matter of fact, bring your kids. We're gonna have a moon bounce. We're gonna have a moon bounce there too. If you got kids, we're gonna have something for kids too.
Good.
Well, that's all right, right there.
That's it. That's what's up.
Hey, look, I got a question about the bike.
Go ahead.
Have there ever been a track that allowed a bike and a car and a grudge match to run each other?
Yeah,
Capital Raceway.
It'll be happening this Saturday, running back.
Okay. I'd like to see that.
Oh, yeah, Shakedown for the three-man draw with Troy Henderson, Carolina Kid, and Jeff Rogers. Troy Short Dog Henderson called out the Crusher Motorsports Pro Mod bike. So you know us, we're gonna accommodate you when you make a call to us.
Yeah, I like
that's
to
gonna
see
be that. Neat.
Yeah, I like to see that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's see. Let's keep it moving and see who else out there got something to say or find them a man for the weekend. Miss Fox.
Did you call Long Island Joe?
Now I need to give Miss Fox Body Long Island Joe number. Hopefully he can get on. He, like I said, he said he was going to be working on his car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lewis, your mic is on.
What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's going on, Lewis?
Hey, much. What's up, Miles? Everybody, what's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Ain't too much, man. Ain't too much. Just sitting back listening to everything. I don't know what's up with Sean, but he sounds like he's a little bit upset, but I hate to see him get out of the game, but like I said, me and Kenny and John and Pete and my boys and Miss Gina, we all went down there. My team, people down south, man, they're good people. You know, I hate to see John get out of the game like that, but I don't know if John and Pete listen, but I want to thank them, you know, for helping me out at the thought line down there. And we had a good time down there. Want a little bit of money. Come on back home. But, evidently, you must not got in touch with that guy.
To be honest with you, I've been a little busy. Other than that, the day that I called with you on the phone, I haven't tried to call him back. Matter of fact, but I did just send him a text message to ask him was he on the show. So I'm waiting to hear back now.
Oh, that's cool. But I was just gonna let y'all know, Milestone, y'all, that I'll probably be the first one there Saturday and last one to leave. So car's running pretty
good.
Hey,
Lewis, you're always where we go at, and we truly appreciate you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
remind me,
and I got the videos from the races for you, too.
Okay.
Lewis, hold on one second. He on the show.
The ticket with the number one.
Miss Foxbody, can you open 240-8592, please?
Caller 240-8592, your mic is on.
What's going on, Rick? What's up?
I ain't nothing, Cliff. Cliff, that's Lewis. Lewis, that's Cliff. I was trying to get you guys linked up on the phone to discuss the race y'all was trying to do. So,
right.
Y'all got the
What's
hey,
going
Cliff.
On, Lewis?
Hey, what is this, Cliff Wade?
No, it's not Cliff Wade. No.
Oh, okay. You come with the black 68 Camaro?
No, that's another Cliff.
Oh, okay. A whole lot of Cliff
I got. Let me tell you my car. It's a little 91 Mustang. It's a ladder bar, mini tub on 29s. Big block car.
Okay.
Yep. You know, if you make the race work right, we can do something. But, I mean, I understand you a chance to car. Big block. I mean, that's I'm at a disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I want a race. I'm not looking, you know, to give away no money, but I'm not, you know, I don't want no unfair race where, you know, I'm trying to take your money. I just want a fair race.
Right. You spray
I know
nitrous.
You want the same. I'm sorry?
Hey, you got nitrous on your car?
No, I want to run you on motor. You said you want to run on motor, I'll run you on motor.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that'll work. I mean, we can work something. As of right now, I mean, if you want 29 ladder bar car, if you want to do something, man, I can start. I'll give you the back tire. We can do it from there.
Back tire. Yeah. Give me one and one. We can do something.
I'll give you the back tire in the eighth and the one and one in the quarter.
No.
What you want? What do you want to do? The 8th mile or the quarter mile?
I mean, we can do the 8th mile. I mean, I tell you what. Give me one and one. We can run a quarter.
One and one in the quarter. I don't know.
I'm meeting you halfway. One and one. You know, we run a quarter.
Okay.
going down there.
I got a nitrous car.
Right.
I just put the motor back together, transmission back together. I got 6 passes on the car. It's the first time I ran it this year. I got 6 passes on it. Ain't been no nitrous sprayed on it this year.
Right.
I'll
give you the back tire and the ace.
Let me ask you this. You got a conventional head of motor?
No, it's a big cheap motor.
One carburetor, 2 carburetors?
Just 1 carburetor.
Let me think about it. I'll get back with Rick between tonight and tomorrow and let you know something definite.
I mean, I'm just looking to raise something. It don't matter to me. I'll run you full course. You know, it ain't gonna be $2,000 or $3,000. It can be whatever.
Right. No. I'm not trying to do that either. I just want to race.
Right. Cause I ain't but 10 minutes from Bud's Creek, 40 minutes from Clonal Beach, and a half from Capitol. So I'm gonna be there. So anything I run for ain't gonna. I mean, it don't matter. That's just how
okay.
I am.
All right. That'll work. I mean, we can definitely do something then. I mean, you ain't talk about a bunch of money. We can definitely do something.
All right, that'll work.
We'll definitely do something.
Like I told Miles, I'll be able to push the gate over my front bumper, and I'll be the last one to leave. You know,
hey, look,
work, I mean,
we'll
I,
feed you too, man. You know we're going to feed you.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Cliff? How you doing, bro?
All right, man, how you doing? After you take my money, I might need you to feed me too.
Hey, Cliff, you know how we roll in custom teams? Everybody's family when you walk through the gate at a race we do, okay? Everybody's family. You know,
that'll work.
If anybody got any problems, find us. And if the guys got locked races, come up and see me. We've sat down with the management of Capitol, and they're going to definitely let us do things a little different than we had to at Buzz Creek. So I'm real excited about that because we'd be able to take, like, you and Lewis when you're ready, and we can ease you into the line after the cars finish the lane out, you know? Where
okay.
At Creek, I had to go up and – it just didn't flow the way that we wanted to later
man,
in the night.
I know that's a whole different story down there. I know it.
I'm
loving
Capitol
now.
Yeah, right. Not saying nothing about the racetrack down there because they got a beautiful place. They treat us
right.
Well. It's just we want to do things a little different for the crowd, you know?
Okay.
And they're
going to
change
right.
It down there, as a matter of fact, so you know that. They're going to change the hours on the race next year. And it's,
mm-hmm.
they understand. Yeah, it's going to be all day. From 1 in the afternoon to 1 in the morning.
Okay, that'll work. But I got to ask everyone that's in the queue, that mic is open, because this is kind of personal to me. Who is all after Wicked Bird, and who all is he dodging?
I'm after him.
Okay.
I don't know all who
right.
He's dodging.
Well, you know, he pulled one off on me because the track official made me sit and wait on him. He was spraying. I was running on the motor. I had a problem with my car. It wasn't going straight. But I was on the motor. I cleared him through the 8th mile. He ran through the quarter and patted the gas. He wanted to bet $50 on my Hummer, and he was spraying. So he claimed a victory on that deal, and I wasn't trying to run him. If anyone saw the video, I was in the means on my trans brake. He was still in the water box. I wasn't trying to run him. But the guy made me wait and sit and wait on him, and he came up there, and we ran. My car got loose, and he claims a victory. And we didn't race for one dime. Now he don't want to run back. So he's a coward, yes.
Hey, Cliff. Right. Now, just to make it fair, I got to see if he's on, if he on deck. So,
Rick, I've been calling his cell phone. I've been calling from different numbers, unknown numbers. He will not answer the phone.
All right, we gonna see if he's on the phone as soon as I can find his number.
You read the local board, so you know what he's been saying.
Yeah. Did you see 301-2865?
Give me one moment, please.
Hey, Cliff, what's your car? I mean, I got a blue Nova, dark blue Nova, light blue stripe down the side of it.
It's not E301.
I mean, if you say, I'll get up with you there, though. I'll find you somehow or another.
Now, what'd you say, Lou?
No, I said I was telling him that just what my car looked like that way. I mean, he ain't got to be running around looking for me. I ain't going to be running around looking for him, you know.
And, no, when Rick sent me a message yesterday, I found you on YouTube yesterday. I checked you out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw you at the beach. You got the vinyl top on your car?
Yeah, old rag top.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I checked you out last night. You look pretty good.
Yeah, it ain't too bad, but like that.
You got me kind of scared.
Oh, shit.
I was hoping the time popped up on the board, but it didn't.
Shit, I'm the type of race man. I'll show you my ticket if you show me yours. It's all fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, we can put some shoe polish on there, run a bracket race. It don't matter.
You want to show me your ticket before we run then?
Huh?
You want to show me your ticket before we run?
No, I'll show it to you after.
Okay.
But no, I mean, we can go ahead
and... Lou, you just got some gas on your chest, don't you, Lou?
Yeah, man, shit.
And, hey, Monster, I do also, Monster. I've been having problems with this car.
Like I said, I can get with you, man. We can discuss the money, flip the lane choice, and figure out what time you want to be in the lanes. You can make many shakedown passes you want. I'll work with you. Ain't no big deal.
Hey, you know, Rick, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
One thing I want to do, and I'm begging all my brothers and sisters, please look your car over, police, check your overflow bottles, and no antifreeze in those race cars. You hear me? So if you guys could really spread the word that we're trying to keep the track moving that day, because, man, we got cars coming from everywhere. I didn't even know about the Texas cars till George just told me. So I truly appreciate those guys coming up. But if we could just take a good look at the cars so we don't slow the process down with a bunch of leaks and oil downs, you know, we're going to, you know, just try to keep things moving. And like I said, I put people in place to try to keep that from happening because I don't want anybody hurt, you know. And that's the key right there. As a matter of fact, the Capital Raceway is even willing this race to give me a spotter midway down the track. So, I mean, you know, if everybody's doing their part, please check the cars over for leaks, take that antifreeze out of them, and make sure whatever you do that you check your overflow bottles because we don't want anything to slow down the process so everybody can have a good time.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a good thing to put out there. But, you know, I don't like nobody's track because all of them hooked in from this, that, and other, and you had different cars at different tracks, but you can ask Kenny and we went down to Darlington Saturday, and I swear they didn't have one breakdown, one leak, one nothing, but it was, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of calls like, you know, Larry T has, but it was a nice turnout, but I didn't realize until we was coming back out the room, my son said that, he said, you notice they didn't have one breakdown or one, you know, leak or anything, but, you know, that does help a lot.
I appreciate that, Lou. Like I said, we just want to keep it moving so everybody's having a good time and safe because it's important to us that everybody go home to their families, you know?
Right.
That's why we're the way we are with that. We just don't want anybody to get hurt and their families are the one that suffers, you know? That's the part that some people fuss at us about it, but I have to remind them that if you come, we'll help you. We'll get whatever you need to help you, but it's about your family. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's your family, you know, and these cars are already, you know, at a point where you got to always be on your best. So.
Right. Hey, Rick, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, Rick.
I'm working on the car at the same time.
That topic you threw out there tonight, did you have anything to add to that about who you think's going to lay down that's supposed to be racing, or you think everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do?
I'm thinking everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do. I just got a text message asking about my big announcement. right now I can't say until tomorrow, so I'm going to let everybody know. We got the intake off of the Camaro. We had an issue Saturday. So I can't say anything until tomorrow until we start the car back up. But for those who are inquiring and want to know what's going on, it's been some talk between Pete. He's done the most of the talking for JC, saying that JC wanted a rematch and he wanted to run Saturday. I wanted to run right off the trailer. They said he wouldn't do it. He finally got him to agree to it. But right now, because we got the intake off, I can't give an answer to say we're going to do it or we're not going to do it just yet. So
right.
I ain't ducking, but I can't give a definite answer until we start this car tomorrow, and then I can give an answer.
Right.
So, Pete, hold fast, and you're going to get it.
I think it's going to be a good track because, like, shit, it's the end of the year. You know, ain't but a couple more months if I'm going to go ahead and set this stuff on kill. And I think it's going to be pretty good. I don't see too many people going back at it.
I don't either. I think it's going to be a good turnout. I mean, you know, this been drawing a lot of hype for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we got people coming from different areas. I'm just hoping, like, Long Island Joe, you know, he's trying to come with a certain group of cars. I'm just hoping that his cars at the track who haven't come on the show and said anything that will be there to accommodate the cars that they bring in. And that goes for other people as well. You know, that way everything runs smoothly.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yep. I appreciate you guys' concern for the fans too, man. That a lot of people don't understand. They're the most important part of what we do because they make it possible for all of us to be there. You know. So.
Okay, Cliff. I just got a text from Styles. And he said, can you please answer the phone? Styles, if you call to my phone, I haven't got a call from you. But if you're in the queue, let me know if you're in the queue so we can open your line up. So, Ms. Foxworthy, I'm going to just ask, do you see 301-2865 in the queue?
Give me that number one more time.
301-2865.
Yes, caller
301-2865.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey, nothing. Just remember, I'm not running the board, so I don't see any numbers. So you, just like you did just now, you text me, let me know you was on or whatever. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I just got on. I've been out with my girl, and somebody just called me from some number talking about answer the phone. So what's going on? My name came up or something?
Yeah, you got Cliff on there saying he's been hunting you down and you ducking him.
Nah, man, I done came to the track 2 times in 3 weeks to run this guy. So everybody know I don't duck nobody. So, man, if I get my car fixed, I got to check tomorrow and see if they finish the car. Then I'll be up there Saturday to run, I think it was Lewis. You said that Lewis was looking for a run?
Yeah, Lewis on the phone now.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. What's up, Lewis? I mean, if my car finished tomorrow, then I'd be up there Saturday. Me and you can do something. That guy Cliff, man, I ain't got time to be chasing. You know, I don't chase nobody. If I chase you one time and you don't run me, I move on to the next one. So that guy had him in the staging lanes. He didn't want to do it for no money, $50, $100. He didn't want to do it at all. So I had the track hold him up so the people at the track would see a race because they came in to see us run. So I ain't got time to be chased behind that man. I told him I'd run him on motor, nitrous. I accommodate him any kind of way. So, but Lewis, if the car finished, I'll let you know, or I'll be there Saturday with or without the car. But I plan on being there with the car if they fix the fiberglass on the bottom of the car, and then I'll be there, and then you can get around. But like I told Serial Killer, or the, as I call him, AKA the beggar with hands looking like cups, he can. It's other people there to run. You can run David Neal. You know, I mean, you was looking for a run, and you 2,900 pounds. You closer to his weight than I am. Everybody know I'm way lighter than 2,900 pounds. So right. He was begging already, looking for something. But ain't no thing. I'll run you. Like I said, I'll run anybody got a big wheel with a 10-5 tie on, I don't care. You know, so
right.
I'll be there to help support, to bring drag racing and all that grudge racing up there on Saturday. As long as my car's finished, I'll be there.
Yeah, right. You know, we can burn shit. I'm just looking for something to do. You know, we go way back like Cadillac seats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with it, man. I mean, everybody know I run anything. You know, I mean, win or lose, I like the race. It's a 50-50 chance. Both of us getting down the track.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
why,
so. You know, so I plan on trying to get the car together so we can be there on Saturday, and we'll go ahead and give you you get a one of the king's whippings on you as we always do.
That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. Hey, win, lose, or draw, I'm still gonna be your buddy. We're still gonna sit back, kick it, and talk about it. You know.
It's always like that. You can come to my trailer if you need to borrow one of my spot plugs. You can get one up. I ain't
That's
got no
right.
problem with it. You know, it's all about racing and having fun. Now, like I said, it ain't got to be a whole lot of money. It can be no money at all. The fans ain't even got to know about it because the fans up in the stands, they're going to bet regardless if I was running a tractor trailer. They're going to be. So that's what we put the show on for them. You know, all this high dollar money and all that stuff, man, that takes the fun out of when guys want to put a lot of money out there to try to scare somebody off from racing. And that ain't with me. If that's the case, then I sit up in the stands and watch this. You know,
right,
so.
Right.
But I'll be there. I don't really know who you are. I think I know who you are, but to me, it don't even matter. I ain't got to look at your car or none of that stuff. We just line up and we just do it.
Yeah, that'll work.
But by the way, who are you?
Who, Lewis? Me?
Yeah.
You know me, man. Shit, I've had like 7 cars in the last 5 years. I used to work up here at AMB's junkyard where you brought the cars in there.
Oh, yeah, you don't even sound like, man, I'm telling you what, you sound like a brother. You don't even sound, I thought it was Lewis. Yeah, I know who you are. It don't even sound like you, Lewis. Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. I thought that's who it was, but I wasn't
he
really
He is a
sure.
brother, pal.
Yeah, I do. Lewis no ain't got no problem with running them. I mean, he ain't never talk about it, but we cool. Like, I don't have no friends when it comes to drag races. I mean, we friends when we go down the track. We friends when we finish the race. It's all about just racing. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so you did get, Lewis, you did get, what's his name, Dirty Reds in 1 year. I've been chasing him for 2 years. He wouldn't run me. You know, and I'm like, how you get a chance to get that money from? I've been trying to get that money from him for 2 years.
Yeah. He said he was coming up here Saturday.
Well, I guess I got to get the money from you now.
Yeah.
Because he ain't trying to give it to me.
I don't know, really. He acting like he want to do something. I talked to him a while back, and he said he was coming up here going to look for you. But, you know, I ain't going to speak for him. That was a conversation, you know.
What? Now he put that on LBM's YouTube thing at the Four Horsemen race, and then I called him and asked him was he coming up last week. He told me no, he wasn't coming because he had some other things to do. So I was like, well, you know, you put it on the internet, and I was going, you know, it's my home track, so I'll be there. Lewis, this will be your first time up there, right?
Yeah, I've been up here in a minute.
Yeah, you know, so I'm gonna make sure they roll the red carpet out for you, and the king give you a parking space or something like that. You want to park next to me, or you want to park on the other end of the track?
It don't matter. I get along with everybody. That's why they call me the Great White Hope. I get along with everybody. I just park beside everybody, make friends with everybody.
Yeah, you know how Jimmy.
I don't mean to cut you off, Styles. Cliff trying to say something, but apparently his phone has been muted. Miss Foxbody, can you open back up 240-8592, please?
Yes, one moment.
Hey, Lewis, get your cups out. Everybody, get your cups out.
Yeah, I thought something had happened to him because he wasn't saying much. I thought his phone might have went dead or something, but
it always go dead when the king get on the phone.
Staff.
Yes, sir.
Can we do this Saturday?
off the trailer. We can do it about 12 o'clock. Off the trailer, motor to motor. Let's get it done.
What?
Now, you talking about you was up there two or three times waiting on me. But, you know, the first time I came out this year, I done burned out my trans broke. The second time I came out, my car wasn't going straight. You wouldn't take the bottle out your car. You want to put $50 to my $100. Let's get it straight now. You want to put a $50 to my $100. And I wasn't trying to race you. That guy made me wait on you. And I cleared you through the eighth, man. That's why you don't run again. So you can just take the bottle out the car, and we'll do it. Motor to motor, however you want to do it.
Head
up, off the trailer.
Hey, Cliff, you forgot that they called me the King Hater. So it's a reason why they held you up. You was trying to run away from me. I wasn't letting you go.
I was trying to run away from you because you were spraying your car. You sprayed your car. I was on the motor. I didn't have no bottle brackets in my car.
Okay, but you saying that to say what, Cliff?
To say what? That you down there patting the gas like you really done something. You didn't do nothing.
No,
I wasn't trying to race you.
Hey, Cliff, I wasn't patting the gas. I had a problem with the nitrous. It was going on and off, on and off. I wasn't patting the gas, but, I mean, hey, look, all I wanted to do was get a fan something to look at. The amount of money, it doesn't matter if it's for no money or a lot of money. It doesn't matter to me. My thing is, we tried to run you. You told me you needed to make one pass. And then you made two passes, and you was on making your third pass, and I had to catch you in the lane and had them hold you up.
But, sir, listen. You've been running your car all year, okay? You got a big-time chassis car. I got a minute to them on 29s. This is my first time out, okay? I'm trying to try my car to see what it's going to do.
Okay, I tell you what. Don't worry about running me. Since I got a big-time chassis car, let me run.
I want you. I want you to shut your mouth, because I'm sick of your mouth. I'm sick of your mouth on the Internet. I'm sick of your mouth, and I'm going to shut it up.
You can't do it. Hey, Cliff, didn't I teach
you scared? If you're scared, say it in front of the camera. LBM will be there. Say it in front of the camera that you're scared.
Hey, Cliff, I ain't scared of nobody. Everybody know I run into everybody. I comment everybody. But it's not like you got both of your cups in your hand. You got tea in one hand and coffee in the other hand.
Baby, I ain't asking for nothing. I'm not asking for nothing.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll let you know. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm accommodate Lewis because this is first
reason
time
why. Because you were spraying your car and you saw what I've done to you on the motor. That's why you bagging out now.
Okay, but Cliff, wasn't we supposed to run from last week on Rick's show? We were supposed to run motor for motor. You make one pass and then we run. What happened to that?
What are you talking about, man?
Well, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm not. You know what? You sounded like that debate last night. We're going to let that go. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Well, run ahead. Just run ahead. Just run ahead.
Well, ain't
just run ahead.
Hey, Cliff, I ran 12 times this year, 3 in one day. So I ain't hiding from nobody. So
okay.
You ain't hiding nobody this year.
Okay,
you hiding from me. I'm scared of you. I'm hiding. You are the serial killer, a.k.a. the beggar. So I ain't worried about it. But it's all good. We ain't going to use, hey, Rick, ain't going to use up no more of your time on the show. Hey, Lewis.
Well, I'm kind of hoping maybe y'all can come to some kind of damn agreement here.
I mean, but Rick,
this
I
was Rick.
Now,
Rick.
You said
Rick.
You for the fans now. The fans want to see
hey,
it
Rick.
Because it's been going on. So
the fans
Rick,
don't want to see
Rick.
That dragon.
Rick,
huh?
It's the same shit you went through with him, so you just gave up. So I need to be a bigger man like you and just give up because he ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, but Cliff, who else going to run you, Cliff? Who else out there going to run you?
I don't know. I'm trying to me and Lou going to work something out. We going to do something.
What's something out? You begging?
Begging.
But you got to look, I'm at a disadvantage, man. But not to you, though. Not to you. Maybe to Lou, not to you. You got
you
bullshit.
Got a disadvantage. Okay, I tell you what. You had a disadvantage.
You got some bullshit.
Wait a minute. Hey, Cliff, you say you had a disadvantage because I got a two chassis car and you got a mini.
I don't care about your two chassis car. And no one does.
Okay. But, hey, Cliff, I've been around the game just as long as you have. That ain't going to get me out. That came out there two times for you. You wouldn't run me. I understand the first time you came
out. You didn't come out there two times for me, mister.
No, you didn't.
You said it yourself at the beginning of the when we started talking, but it's okay. It don't matter.
I tell you what, Mr. Styles. I tell you what.
Don't call me Mr.
You are a local guy. I'm gonna give you $100 to pay your way in the track and buy your fuel. Okay. Let's bet $500 on the race.
I take that. You gonna give me $100 when I come through the track, and you're gonna pay for my fuel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that means
yes,
we're running for $400. So we're running for $400, and you're gonna put $60 worth of fuel in my race car. Correct.
I'm gonna give you $100 when we line up, motor to motor, off the trailer.
Uh huh.
Heads up, quarter mile. I'm gonna give you $100 since you say you wasted your time coming out there three times looking for me or supposed to race me. I'm gonna give you $100 when we line up on the starting line.
Okay, I tell you what. I'll take that. So that means we running. Wait a minute, hold up. We running my $460. No, my $300. And let me get my math correct. $140. You said you gonna pay for my fuel.
Listen, Style. This is elementary, man. I'm gonna give you $100, right? I'm going to give you a $100 bill before we race. We're going to put $500 each in the pot. So you can take the $100 I give you and put it back in the pot. I don't care.
No. I ain't got to put it in the pot. It's like Obama said right now, it's simple arithmetic. So that means you betting $500 to my $400. And that's it. So you got to race. I don't turn nothing down somebody give me. I would take
okay.
that.
Okay, that's what you got then.
There you go. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Lewis, you be on the back burner, Lewis. You know my car makes 2 and 3 passes a day, so don't worry about this. Lewis, you still got a race. And Cereal, a.k.a. the beggar, $500 to my $400, off the trailer, motor to motor through the quarter mile. That's it.
Don't worry about racing him because he going to be broke after that race, so... I'll talk to you after that race.
Why about you thinking I'm going to be broke, whatever? You know, I got over $50,000, $60,000 cars set up. If y'all want to think I'm broke, you know what? If I'm broke, I've been racing all year. I raced since, what was that, Easter Sunday. I was in Waynesboro racing. So, I mean, it is what it is. And I love all the hatred, but I'll be there Saturday. I'm going to make sure my car's fit. I have to put some duct tape on it tomorrow. And I'm going to run you motor to motor. My $400 to your $500 straight off the trailer, motor to motor, pro suite, and you know what? You can have whatever lane you want. And this time, when you get squirrely, I'm going to slow down, and I'm going to stop, put on the brake, and pull the chute so everybody will know.
But I'm sure your man that was in the stands, that Nick, that we raced Friday, that Sunday, he told you I straightened it out.
Man, I don't worry about all that straightening out. If you got it straightened, that's on you. I don't worry about it. If you win, you win. It don't matter. I lost six races this year, and I won 6 races this year. So do you really think I'm worried about losing the race? And I'll repeat you.
Rick, let's go on with the show. This is already settled, Rick. Let's go on with the show.
Hey, Rick, why don't you write this down in pencil so when we get to the track on Saturday, you can bring it up to the line because – I already came in twice this year, and some problems he done had. He got a little bit of hatred in him, but that's good. It's all good.
Well,
I tell you what,
y'all, because I'm working on the car right now, trying to get my own stuff together, both of y'all text me the steps, and then
head up quarter mile, my $400 to his $500. I love
right.
it. Thank you. And y'all have a good night. I'm going to entertain my girlfriend right now.
Yes, sir. Before you go, I got something to tell you.
Say it again.
Before you go, I got something to tell you.
Who's this?
Running Bear.
What's up, Running Bear?
And not much. Your boy finally got his car back together. He's going to make a shakedown pass tomorrow.
Who's that? With the black Camaro?
Yeah, Leon.
All
right,
but tell Leon, if I
got to
come down to Richmond, I come down there and he can shake down on me.
Hey, look, I would tell him that, but it sounds like you got your hand full for Saturday. You need all your muscles.
Well,
Yes, he does.
If y'all coming up Saturday, man, you know I accommodate y'all, man. If don't nobody want to run y'all, you know I run y'all.
I know that. Yeah,
so y'all coming up, come on up, man, and we can get that on because I still gave y'all some money on that food, and I ain't even get my food.
Okay, all right. I'm going to try to talk them into coming up because I plan on coming up there. I'm trying to talk them into coming, too.
Okay, all right. You come on up. You know, we'll accommodate you, man. Y'all always welcome.
All right, good.
All right, man. All right, man, I'll holler at y'all later, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, y'all have a good night. You serial killer, don't kill nobody before you kill me.
It's
not gonna be a murder. It's gonna be a killing.
Good night.
Boy, that's entertainment at its best, right there, fellas.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Miss Foxbody, do we got any more callers in the queue?
We do. We have Ronnie. Ronnie, your mic is on.
Well, thank you. Good evening. What's up, sir?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. This is motorcycle stuff. I'm actually calling to kind of reiterate what the gentleman Pops was talking about earlier, the race October 20th, Capital Raceway.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All motorcycles. We actually have been holding down the DMV, racing people from out of state. I've been listening to the show, and it's been pretty interesting to hear how everybody is still infighting in the DMV instead of attacking people from far off like we do on the motorcycles, but, you know, it is what it is. Bracket racing, grudge racing, class racing, everything is going on October 20th at the, as you call it, the Big Butts shootout. There will be a lot of that.
Am
there
I wrong,
well.
Or am I right? I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Oh no! The flyer definitely states Bucks with the CKS, but your issue is definitely going to be in place at that race.
I'm sure
the
that
last
it will.
One, the last one that went down definitely had a bikini contest that was. Make Buzz Creek's bikini contest rated PG.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it will be real nice and attract some nice views.
Indeed. And it'll still be a family event, believe it or not. But at the end of the day, the DMV is going to hold it down for any grudge matches that are coming in from out of town. Several different classes, Crazy Eights, Real Street, and pro ET brackets and street ET brackets. It's going to be a big event. A lot of people from a lot of different states and a lot of different areas have been invited. As a matter of fact, we, the DMV, have gone up to New Jersey to ATCO and actually took over their race. We left them with $100 split up amongst them. So they are not happy about that, and they plan to come down and make it right.
Okay.
So that's
well,
pretty much
I,
all
I might,
got for
I,
you.
I might have to come out and check out a bike race. Like I just said, I'm not too into bikes. I never have, but the situation that I spoke of earlier about the friend of mine, you know, passing on a bike in front of my shop. It makes it even worse for me. So,
it's been that kind of situation for me that actually pointed me toward the racetrack. I've been actually out here on these streets for 31 years on motorcycles, and roughly 26 years ago, I was introduced to the racetrack, and it saved my life. At the end of the day, it's a lot of guys, you know, hopefully a lot of guys listening that hear my voice. And I will tell them without the shadow of a doubt that the best place to get that thing to happen is at the racetrack. The racetrack has safety measures in place to keep us alive, whereas out in the street, we're rolling the dice.
Right.
And, I feel for you in your situation. I'm still out here. I'm actually the general manager at Free State Cycle. And a couple of my customers have actually lost their lives in just the past couple of weeks. You know, and all I can say is, you know, pay attention and take your drama to the racetrack. That's all
right.
I can really say to him.
Okay.
But as far as Mr. Henderson is concerned, I'm sorry, I heard you refer to Troy Henderson calling out Crusher.
Yeah, somebody did. Not me.
Yeah, tell Mr. Henderson, and Mr. Henderson is actually one of my inspirations as far as motorcycle drag racing is concerned, but because before he actually got in his car, he was a motorcycle drag racer. He can bring that big car out there if he wants to. Crusher will live up to his name and crush him because it has a new sheriff.
You heard me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying to get to his number. I don't know if Troy is listening. I guess you need to press the one.
Troy better not answer the phone.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
I said it.
Ms. Foxbody, do you see 301-4687?
301, what's the last four?
4687.
I do not see that individual on here.
Okay. Well, if any of the Virginia guys, the horsemen guys, can reach Troy, get him on the phone, because we can't take any more callers. It's now 10:01. We can't call out. So get Mr. Henderson on here so he can defend himself on this crushing situation.
The Crusher definitely has a new jockey. The gentleman that was riding Crusher was one of Troy's teachers, so to speak, and he is no longer at the helm. We got a little young boy out of Philadelphia that we actually introduced to horsepower. Is going to make sure that it ain't going to be a four wheeler in his class that does anything. Yeah, adverse.
Okay.
And he's going to leave first. And we'll put our money on that. We ain't got to worry about the race.
Okay. Hold on. I got a text here. Say they got short dog on. This
right.
Fox body, can you open 804-0433?
Caller 804-0433. Your mic is on.
Yeah, hey, Rick, I got Short Dog on my line.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Ryder wants to talk to you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you got this guy on here saying you better not come on my show and say nothing about running this motorcycle. You know how we are. We don't let people talk about others without getting them on the phone. So,
well, whoever said that, they don't have no sense to tell me that.
Big Troy.
Yeah.
How you feeling, little bro?
I feel real good.
Good. Hey, look here. I heard you was calling out Crushers. I had to listen to this damn radio show for the last 45 minutes before I could get on the phone and promote this race event. Crusher does not have the original jockey anymore, and I can assure you that the new jockey is not going to stand for no four-wheeler getting in front of it.
Well, I can assure you, if it happened, the new jockey or the owner can't stop me.
Well,
so we
brother,
both look, so you know Saturday, you got something to look forward to.
Indeed. And you know I love you like my brother from another mother. But Shorty is going to leave first, and ain't no four-wheeler going to run him down when he do that.
Well, I ain't going to cause he ain't going to leave first. But I know who's going to turn
gonna
that light
that.
On.
I hear you.
I can guarantee you that.
We just going to have to make it a little interesting, you know.
Okay.
Like
all
the
right.
old days.
Well, look, what I want you to do.
What's
get
that?
Get back on the show Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And tell the people that you sorry. You apologize. For calling me, waking me up.
Ain't nobody wake you up, dude, Troy.
Yeah, I was asleep.
Hey,
well, you know how you
better
like,
hey, Troy.
Sound like that or you drugged up one of them.
Nah, I was
Hey, Troy.
Asleep. Uh-huh.
Hey, Troy, you better fix my gas tank or I'm going to come find you. I swear I am.
Oh, now you want me. Oh, so that's why you want that bike to get me. I ain't dead. No.
Oh, God.
I might come in there this week, too, on two wheels.
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Yeah. But I'm listening now.
Yeah, I know I got your full attention now. Yeah, you know they put Little Richard on that thing.
I know. I was gonna come up there with him Sunday when he first made it. Yeah.
He looked real good for three passes. That's all I can tell you.
Oh well, it ain't nothing. Mean, he looked mean. He did all right. I mean,
it ain't
nothing new to him.
Yeah, the youngster feels no pressure, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're quicker than that, I'm going to have to take my hat off and just throw it on the ground.
Well, you better take it off and throw it on the ground.
I hear you talking.
I'm telling you. Now, I can guarantee
Troy,
you that.
Look,
take it off.
We got 26 years into this.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Take your hat off, throw it on the ground, step on it.
I hear you talking. I'm sorry they had to wake you up, man.
No, you good to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry they had to wake you up. But we definitely going to get at it. I'm going to have to watch that two-wheeler. He going to leave first, and I'm going to have to see if you can get that car back around him.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thursday,
Ryan, boy.
But
yeah,
first
yeah.
of all,
what's that?
He ain't going to leave first. I just say if he do.
No, I promise he's going
to
leave first.
Okay. Now, that...
I'm gonna have to just drop a C note, a little personal C note on that. He's
there
gonna leave first.
Go. That's all you got.
That's
to
me
do.
And you. And it's on the radio show as official. My personal C note, the youngster is going to leave first.
Okay. That's on.
Hold up, I'm sorry. Let me get this right. On a green light, he's gonna leave first.
There you go.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I
fast
got me
to
yep.
Look, he's gonna leave first.
If I don't have nothing else to look forward to, I got 20.
What's that?
If I don't have nothing else to look forward to, I got 20.
I know that's right. If you got 20 on the car, I got 20 on the bike. Let's make it happen.
All right.
Well, I'm done. Hopefully, we promoted this motorcycle race pretty well, and you guys can have a good night.
Yeah, I think you did, and we make sure you call me. Get my number, and because I'm not running the board, I don't see the phone numbers.
Okay.
But you can text me and let me know that you're on. That way I can open your mic like I have been doing with everybody else.
Absolutely.
But definitely you can get back on the show next Thursday and do your thing.
I really appreciate that. Thank you
for
hosting this. And Troy, it's always fun. It's always games. But, yeah, you're going to take one on this one, son.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
They're going to really make me beat up on that motorcycle. I see it coming.
Hey, and you know what I know about you? If I don't know nothing else, if I don't know anything else, you're going to put that thing on kill to get that motorcycle. But unfortunately,
it might die
before the finish line.
But like I said, they're going to make me beat that motorcycle up for real. I let them go the last one.
Okay.
They keep calling me, waking me up all times of the night. I know what I'm going to do. Murder one.
Hey, Shorty is going to leave first, and I promise you, they wasn't leaning on that motorcycle when they ran the numbers.
I wouldn't care what they do. They better lean on it. They better do what I do sometimes. Get a piston out of it.
Hey, and because I love you like a brother, I ain't even going to tell you what you need to run the whoopee because I don't want nobody else on this radio show to hear the numbers that you could probably run.
Hey,
so
Ryan,
you handle that.
Ryan.
Yeah.
I know. The numbers that he go, can't stop me. I know exactly what he go, but it's not enough.
That's ugly. If your car run that quick.
I said it can't stop it, okay? And I want you to do now. Next Thursday, you can call me any time of the night you want and wake me up again. But when you call me, you, the first thing I want you to say, I know I woke you up, but I'm sorry about what I said last week.
And you know what? And I'm man enough to do that. But
okay.
What I want from you is I want you to tell all the people you gave me that C note because the little fella left first.
All right. Done deal. All
right, bro.
Hey, Ronnie, are you aware that World Inc. does have a show that airs during the week on motorcycles?
I am not.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, take my number down and text me so I have yours. I'll get the number for you from Jay Barnes himself. And, you know, y'all can indulge in that along with, you know, our show.
Bet. That'd be great because the one thing that agitates me more than anything is all of us DMV fellas beefing and racing with each other when it's all these dudes all over the country that race motorcycles. We can race each other in any Texas tune any weekend. We get one shot at these guys, you know, two or three times a year. That's what we need to attack. What's your number, bro?
202-553-2474.
I'm on it. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, well, I appreciate you, so. I think that's about it, Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and finish up tidying up on this car.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Please get that car together.
Well, I'm working on mine right now. I'm working on both of them actually at the same time, but I gotta get this intake back on tomorrow, and once I do that, I'll give you your answer. So.
I got my fingers crossed.
I know the boys been beating you up on Facebook. But you'll get your answer soon enough.
I'll be waiting on it. I'll be waiting on it. I got my fingers crossed, please.
Well, don't do that. But you ain't gotta wait much longer. Just give me a couple more hours. All right, well, with that being said, I think we're done. I need to finish up. So see everybody Saturday. Appreciate everybody for calling in and supporting the show. See everybody next week. And till the next time, peace. Oh, and we got the belt and the cape and the crown. Bama. Commercial Miss Fox Body.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy.
UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
One time for Grudge, Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout. With the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you're brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.